for the record, may I please have your name, proper spelling, and what happened? Then we'll start from where from there, Carrie. But go ahead.
Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N.
Okay, Carrie. And if you can, tell us the events that happened in the afternoon of September 19th of 2014.
I was driving down South Mason Street, and there's that bridge down there. And I had went over the bridge and started going around the corner by Top Notch. And there's a police car sitting on the, I guess it would be the south side of the road right there. And I went by him. I wasn't speeding. I had my seatbelt on and everything. And I had went, and then where the road splits at a Y, like you can go left towards Burger Bar or right, which would take you to go across the tracks. I had went right, and I stopped at the stop sign there. And there was a train that had started going across, and there was a vehicle parked there. So I just stopped and waited at the stop sign, and then that police car ended up coming up behind me and turned his lights on. And when I seen that, I just went ahead and shut the van off and stuff and went ahead and got my license out and everything. And he come up and told me that I was speeding, that I was doing 47 and a 35, and I asked to see the radar, and he refused to show it to me.
And do you know what the officer's name was?
Did you see his name badge? Yeah, it was A. Warnall. And
how do you spell that?
W-O-R-N-A-L-L.
Okay.
And the badge number said 505. And he asked for my license and registration and everything. And I handed him my license, and I told him there wasn't a registration, and because the van was in a car lot's name. And I asked him when the last time the radar had been cleaned and calibrated, and he told me that I can ask for that information when I go to court. So he had went back to his car, and then a second officer had pulled up, and he was Perkins, and I'm not sure what his badge number was. And while Officer Warnall was in the car, Officer Perkins was standing at the back right of the van, which was also the front right of the police car. And he was back there for a while. I listened to three different songs on the radio, just waiting. And he came back up and asked me why I was speeding, and I did not answer the question. And he asked me what the stuff was that I had in the back of the van, and I told him it was none of his business. And he asked me where I was heading to, and I told him I was going up to the shop, which is a couple blocks north of the tracks right there. I told him I was heading to the shop to have tires put on the van. We had just got new tires in to put them on, because we'd been doing some work to it. And he asked me if I had to have all of that stuff in the van with me to put tires on, and I told him that it was none of his business. And he asked me why there wasn't a D tag on the van, and I told him that I didn't know that there wasn't one. I had thought the owner from the car lot had put a D tag on.
Which car lot is that?
Cooper's. My old man's car lot. We have
your
car
old man,
mean
your father.
Not my father, but
oh. Well, no. The old man. Then who's
my
car?
My boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's who owned the van.
That owns the car lot. Him and Jason, which is my uncle, were supposed to be making a deal, and I didn't know if they had actually done it yet or not. I wasn't sure, but I knew that we was going to be getting it. And so Jason's plates was on there, and at the time I didn't know if it was actually in the car lot's name or Jason's, and I knew he was supposed to, you know, switch tags around. That wasn't done, so I don't know if they had actually made the deal at that time.
So when you initially said, you said it belongs to the lot, they were assuming it should have dealer tags on it then?
Yes.
Okay. Did the registration come back clean? Did they?
I'm not sure. They didn't say anything.
Okay. So officer, the second officer you said was standing and then came up and asked you why you were speeding and then asked you why you have so many things in your van to go get the tires changed. And please pick it up from there.
Yeah, and I had bounce houses in the back. They were in large bags. He said he had wrote a speeding ticket and for 50 and a 35. And I told him that I wasn't speeding, and he had said it was 47 and a 35 and not 50. So he was lying on the ticket.
So that was Warnell that said that to
you? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Officer Warnell. And which the other officer was standing behind him on the driver's side now, Perkins. And I had told him that I wasn't going to sign a ticket, and he asked if I was refusing, and I told him that I was calling the chief of police because he was lying on the ticket. And so he told me that he wasn't going to wait for that. And I said, well, he can wait because I was calling the chief of police. And at that point, I had dialed 911 and to ask for the chief of police to come down. And he had tried to open the driver's door of the van when I dialed 911 and told him I was calling the chief of police. And the van, when you start it up and put it in drive, the doors automatically lock. So the door was locked, and so when he tried to open it, it wouldn't open. So he went to the back driver's side and to open it, and I'm not sure why, but that one, I guess, doesn't lock. And so he had opened that one and told me that I was under arrest, and I asked what for, and he hollered to quit resisting arrest, and he reached his hand in the van and unlocked the front door and opened that door, and I was still on the phone with 911, and I was telling them that he was getting in the van and somebody needed to come down here and help me. And at that point, he had jumped in the van with me, and he had the other officer, Perkins, go to the right side of the van,
the passenger side,
and he tried to open the back door on the passenger side, and it's messed up. It wouldn't open. So he had got into the front passenger side, and they were both screaming and yelling at me, telling me that I was under arrest and to quit resisting. And Officer Warnell, he was in the driver's side, and Perkins was on the passenger side, and they were both pulling at me from different directions. So I was kind of stuck in the middle because I had one officer on the passenger side trying to pull me out that way, and an officer on the driver's side trying to pull me out that way. And I was telling them that I wasn't resisting. And I was still on the phone with 911. And I was screaming for help, for somebody to come down and help me, because at this point I'm in fear of my life. I'm scared because I don't know what's going on. I was pulled over allegedly for speeding, and I called the chief of police, and now I'm being arrested for it.
So when they said that you were under arrest and to stop resisting, they did not tell you what charge you were being arrested for? Is that correct?
That's correct. At this point, I still have not been told. They said I'm under arrest for resisting arrest.
Yes.
So, I'm not sure.
So, okay, at this point, did they finally extract you from the vehicle?
No. I was still in the vehicle, and Officer Warnall had grabbed mace, or AKA pepper spray, and he had got in the vehicle with me and had laid on me while the other officer was still on the passenger side holding me. And he sprayed the mace in my face and in my eyes, of course. And then he had sprayed the mace up my nose and had pulled my mouth down and sprayed it in my mouth. And he pushed my head to the right and sprayed it down my ear. And then he continued to spray it all over my body, my chest and my arms. And I'm, of course, screaming for help now because I've been sprayed and